The message you're about to hear was preached at Oncarrig Baptist Church, located in Limerick City, Ireland. You're welcome to visit our website at acbc.ie, where you'll find loads of information and resources. You are also welcome to visit one of our weekly meetings on Sundays or Wednesdays. We look forward to seeing you and hope you enjoy this message from the Word of God. So often we honor people, but the time we honor them is in their funerals. You know, I think every person, good or bad, when they pass away, they get honored at their funeral. Their past failures, they're brushed aside, and the deceased person that everyone's gathered there to honor is praised. But how often do we honor people while they're still alive? And here in the Ten Commandments, the Lord gives a promise to those who honor their parents. And the promise is that if we honor our mother and father, we will live a long life. And this promise is for all children. It's not just for the young children to honor their parents. It's for the older children as well. And the promise and to honor, the word honor means any expression of respect or of highest estimation by words or by actions. And this morning I titled my message, Three Ways to Honor Your Father. And let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for, Lord, thank you for the dads that are in our lives. Thank you for the fathers that are in our lives that have had an influence on us. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless this morning, help us to understand this truth, help us to learn different ways through the Bible on how we can honor the dads in our lives. And if our dad's not around, maybe we can honor another dad, a dad that's that we know of that's a good dad and needs honoring. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless this morning. Help us as we search the scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, now honoring your parents, and especially your father, goes contrary to the direction of Western society. Today, Western society teaches parents to honor their children. Society teaches us to honor mothers, but almost never to honor fathers, unless that father unless that father wears a dress and makeup, then society will praise that father and say that man's honorable. But this is contrary to the Word of God. It's anti-God and it's anti-Christ. It's anti-Christ teaching. It's anti-God teaching that fathers should not be honored, because the Bible says to honor your mother and your father. Turn to 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. So 2 Timothy 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, here you see a description of the day, a very good description of the day we live in today. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, it says, This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Now in verse 2 it tells us that one of the marks of this the people in the last days, a generation, is that they'd be disobedient to parents and of a child. But the Bible tells us that a child is to honor and obey their parents. A child should never be telling their parent what they should or shouldn't do. A child should never expect their parents to honor them. The Bible is clear that in a Christian home, children should honor their parents. The Bible also places the father as the head of the home, and regardless who makes the decisions, God is going to hold that father as the one accountable for the family, because God's placed the father in that position, and a father ought to take that very seriously, that he is responsible for the family, whether he makes the decisions in the family or not. But the Bible tells us to honor our father, and God promises that if we honor our fathers, we're going to have those that honor their fathers are going to have a long life. In the book of Proverbs, it gives some ways that we can honor our fathers. Proverbs 4, verse 3, it says, "For I was Solomon." So Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs, and he said, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother." So Solomon, as a father, he wrote the book. Solomon, as a father himself, wrote the book of Proverbs for his son, Rehoboam. And he's telling his son, he wanted his son, he's saying to his son, "I was a son one time. I was tender. I was beloved in the sight of my mother. I was my father's son one time." And he was the son of King David. And he's telling his son, Rehoboam, he's saying he wants his son to live for God. He's telling him that he wants his son to wisely lead the kingdom of Israel. And like Solomon, every father was a son once. Every father has experience of life. And every father wants to see his children succeed. And honoring your father, honoring is more than giving them a card. It's more than just taking them out to eat. Honoring is to lift them up, to regard them as some important person in your life. And some ways that you can honor your father, first is by listening to your dad. Listen to your dad. Listen to his instructions. Proverbs 1 verse 8. It says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father." And this is for daughters as well. But "my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." And fathers are looking out for the welfare and the benefit of their children. They'll give their children instructions, and they'll help them through life. And unless a father is telling their child to do something that's against the word of God, a child should be obeying their father's instructions. And even an adult child, although we're not required to obey our parents, we're not required to obey our father, we ought to listen quickly and intently, considering what our dad's saying. Proverbs 1, 4, verse 1 says, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to know understanding." When the child listens to instruction, instead of trying to make their father understand them, they need to understand. They're supposed to understand what their father is giving. What their father is giving them. They're supposed to try to understand the instruction that their father is giving them. Many times, a dad with his life experience understands and knows things that the child doesn't consider or has never experienced. Some children, they hate or they despise hearing their father give them instruction. Sometimes they'll make faces, they'll roll their eyes, or sometimes they'll make, or they may have, you know, they may have learned to look compliant, but when they go away, they do what they want. If a parent is not telling a child to do something that violates the word of God, like I said before, that child should always obey, and an adult should consider obeying themselves. Proverbs 15, verse 5 tells us, "A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." And a child who rejects or despises his father's instruction, regardless of their demeanor, God considers them to be foolish. On the other hand, if a child wants to be wise in the eyes of God, the Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse 1, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." And if a child, young or old, wants to be wise, they'll listen to their father's instruction and they'll hear it. A child still living in their parents' home, who wants to be wise, is going to obey and going to listen and consider. Next, listening to your father, we ought to listen to his correction. Proverbs 3, verse 12 says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." A good father, a father who loves his children, is going to correct them. He's not going to let them just run around. Children who are never corrected and allowed to do whatever they want, they're hated by their parents. I knew a boy growing up. His dad wasn't even around. It's not quite a great example, but his dad wasn't even around. I guess it is. His dad wasn't even around. His mom raised him by herself, but she allowed him to do whatever she wanted. She never corrected him. And I knew the kid, and I'm surprised he even came to school. I didn't see him very often. But he would wander the streets at night. And when he was a teenager, he ended up with a pedophile because he didn't have anybody telling him, don't do this or don't do that. And we ought to be thankful. We may not always like, when I was growing up, I know I don't like, even today, I don't always like when somebody corrects me, but sometimes we need it. Sometimes we need that direction. We need that, and we should always consider it. If a child has a father that corrects them, it's because that child is loved. That child is loved very much, and they want that dad wants them to go in the right direction. And to honor your dad, to honor our dads, we ought to first listen to our dad. Second, we should be wise in the things of God. Proverbs 28, verse 7 says, "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father." And the Bible teaches the Christian to live a very simple life. The life of a Christian, the life of a born-again Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, it's very simple. It's a very simple life. It shouldn't be full of a lot of drama and things, but it should be a very simple, peaceful, tranquil life. In that simple life, it's a life of no regrets, a life of wisdom that the world never sees or doesn't want to see. For example, the Bible has a cure for STDs, and that cure for STDs is to wait till marriage for a physical relationship and staying faithful to that person for life. If you do that, you'll never have a problem. You'll never have a problem. They'll stop spreading. But, you know, people don't want to follow the Bible, and they don't want to know the Bible cure. They want to do what they want to do. But the Bible has a cure for that. The Bible has a cure for alcoholism and drugs, and that cure is to never pick up a bottle. If you never drink, you're never going to become an alcoholic. If you never pick up those drugs, you're never going to become a drug addict. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that a drunkard and a glutton shall come to poverty in Proverbs 23. The Bible has a cure for stealing. The Bible says that him that stole, steal no more, but rather let him labor. And the cure for stealing is working. You know, you work and you get some money, or you get some kind of a payment. You work for what you want instead of stealing from somebody else at work to try to get it. The Bible has a cure for much of the wickedness and evil in this world, and it's by not loving money, because the love of money is the root of all evil. Did you know that most of the crimes that occur in cities is by boys who did not have a father figure in their home? That's statistically true. Most of the crimes that happen are by boys that didn't have a father in their home. And so, you know, with the recent referendum to make divorce easier, you know, it's just going to cause more problems. Although it just reveals the hearts of the people, anyways, in the country. But the Bible has wisdom in it that's beyond anything this world has. It has cures for the problems of this world, but the problem is this world rejects it. But a child or a young or old who keeps the law of God is going to be wise. Proverbs 23, verse 24 says, "The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, And he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. And every parent, you know, even a parent who's opposed to the Bible and opposed to born-again Christianity, deep in their heart, if their child is following the teachings of the Word of God, if they're living a clean life, they're going to be pleased with him. They're going to be happy with him. And following the Word of God is going to bring honor to your father. That's a way to honor your father, is by following the Word of God. So listening to your dad, being wise in the things of God. Number three, don't dishonor your father. Absalom is an example of a child who dishonored his father. Absalom and Solomon, they were both Solomon who wrote the book of Proverbs. Absalom and Solomon were both sons of King David. Solomon probably had his half-brother in mind when he wrote many of these proverbs about honoring your parents, because Absalom did the opposite. He completely dishonored his father in everything he did. And it started when Absalom's sister Tamar was raped by another half-brother named Amnon. And because King David didn't handle this horrible situation correctly, Absalom felt justified in rebelling against his father. But God says in 1 Samuel 15:23, it says, "For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." So whether Absalom felt he was justified or not, his rebellion wasn't against his rebellion was against his father, but his rebellion was also against God, because rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. But God never gives a believer the right to rebel against their parents. And the only time a child might be permitted to practice any type of even civil disobedience as if their dad asks them to do something against the Word of God, steal, commit fornication, don't read the Bible, something like that. But in the end, Absalom got his long rebellious hair caught in a tree, and as the horse kept walking, he hanged there helplessly and vulnerable, and he was killed by one of his father's soldiers. So in what ways could we dishonor our father? Well, there are some ways the Bible mentions about dishonoring. In Proverbs 19, verse 26, it says, "He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach." And that word wasteth means to destroy with violence. So a way to dishonor your father would be to physically attack him. Don't attack your father. You know, if a child that attacks his father causes shame and brings reproach, infamy, and disgrace. Absalom attacked his father. That's what he did. He attacked him in every possible way he could think of, and to the point of taking over the kingdom of Israel and trying to kill his own father. And there are children today that attack their parents, and you'll read about them in the papers. And it happened back then, but attacking your father dishonors him. If we're going to honor our dad, we ought to be doing something kind for him and not attacking our father. Don't curse your father. Proverbs 20, verse 20 says, "Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness." So now that word to curse means to wish, to utter a wish of evil against one, to imprecate evil upon, to call for mischief or injury, to fall upon, or to execrate. I don't know what that means. But God says that a child who wishes evil against their father will lose their light from God. And it may even shorten their life. Absalom ended up being killed and hanging from the tree in the end. Proverbs 30, verse 11 says, "There is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother." And we live in a generation like this. And today we have a lot of children cursing their parents, cursing their fathers. Instead of cursing our dad, a child, a young and old, can honor their father by praising him, finding something to praise him about. You know, to my shock, I've actually heard people praise Adolf Hitler. Now, if people can find something to praise about Adolf Hitler, surely there's something about your dad that you can praise as well. Don't you think? Some people, you know, some people might find it difficult. Maybe they've been thinking negatively about their dad for so long that they just can't think of anything. Well, you know, if we have a problem, we ought to sit down and try writing some things down that we can praise our dad about. We can start by the fact that he's not Adolf Hitler. You know, start right there. Then look at that list, and when he does something that we don't like, you know, look at that list and remind yourself, you know, there are some good qualities about that. He's not a perfect man, but there are some good qualities about him. We shouldn't curse our father. Don't steal from your father. Proverbs 28, verse 24 says, "Whoso robbeth his father or his mother, and saith, it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer." Now, to rob means to force someone to give their property, or it can also mean simply to steal. And a child who feels that they can steal or force their father to give them something, and they think that this behavior is okay, the Bible says that they're a companion of a destroyer. A child, adult or young, who does this destroys their parents. And the Bible also uses that word destroyer is also another name for the devil. They're a companion of a destroyer. And what a child ought to do is to give to their parents, realizing the amount of money that their father has spent to raise them, realizing the amount of money to pay the electricity over years, to pay for sports, to pay for the house, the rent, to pay for nappies when they were young, to pay for holidays, and all the times you ate at a restaurant, all the things you broke, all the petrol, all the doctor's appointments, all the things in life. And after all that father does and gives toward his family, a child should be willing to give back. She shouldn't have a problem with that. Instead of robbing, if a father has done all these things, she shouldn't. You know, even if a father hasn't done all these things, some dads, you know, they're not there, they're not around, but they shouldn't be robbed either way. But a dad that has been around, you know, a child instead of taking, you know, try to give back by doing things in the house, give back by doing things around. So next, don't mock your father with your eyes. To honor your father, don't mock him with your eyes. Proverbs 30, verse 17 says, "The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it." The eye is a window. Now, there's a saying, the eye is the window to the soul. Now, that's not scriptural, but that's a good saying. You can see a lot about a person when you look into their eyes. And a child who rolls their eyes or looks off in the distance when their dad speaks to them, it reveals some rebellion in their heart. Their heart's not right with their heavenly or their earthly father. And the Bible says that a child who does this, the Bible says a child that does this, and I think it's because of their heart of dishonor, but the Bible says that they'll shorten their life. But a child or a young adult can honor their father instead by getting their heart right with God and their father, and to resist the temptation of rolling their eyes, listening to them and looking at them with respect. And instead of dishonoring, we ought to be actively, purposefully honoring our fathers, especially during Father's Day and throughout the year. And ways to honor your father, first, by listening to your dad. Listen to his instructions. Listen to when he tells you how to do something. Listen to when he corrects you, when he tells you not to do something. Be wise in the things of God. Third, and if you're wise in the things of God, if you're living a clean life, that's going to honor your father. And number three, don't dishonor your father. Don't attack your father physically, but be kind. Don't curse your father, but praise him. Don't steal from your father, but give to him. Don't mock your father with your eyes. Instead, listen to his words and look at him with respect. And these are three ways that we can honor our fathers. in our lives. And if we honor our Father in these ways, we can claim that promise that God gives in the Ten Commandments of a long and blessed life. And let's bow our heads and close our eyes this morning. And with our heads bowed and our eyes closed,